George for the stack.
Yes, George, and thank you.
And then Pam, please, Pam, do the stack. I've tried to go before.
The whole task force certainly is not here on the committee, or if it is, it's a surprise to me. So what the purpose of this motion is basically to give them a buy when. So they said they were going to do something, and this is to say, okay, we need to know what's happened. Report to us by a particular date, which implies if they're going to do it, that they're going to have to get together to meet before that. But we can't tell what set a date for them to meet. The best I think we can do is essentially prod them. Get back to us before then. We really want this to happen. Let us know what you're doing, which is what the motion says.
This is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
My recollection of things are a little different, that at the Washington, D.C. Meeting, there was a Spanish programming committee that was people signed up for. So that has not been convened. I have no idea what this task force is, who is on it, and I think I'd like to know who is on this task force. And I think it should be transparent as to who these people are, personally. And I think we should all know before just saying, well, go forth and do something that a couple of years ago somebody said for you to do. Because, like I said, there was a sign-up sheet for a Spanish language committee for this year, which seems to me superseded whatever happened a couple of years ago. Now, I understand that you all don't want to go there, but just for the record, that's sort of my recollection of things.
Chair to the stack.
Yeah,
Mr. Chair, can we call the question on this motion, please?
You call the question on the motion?
Yes, please, Mr. Chair.
Well, yes. You can't do that in a committee. Isn't that correct, George?
That's correct.
Benito to the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Benito. Then I have something to say.
You know, in addition to any kind of PMB committee that was set up in D.C. earlier this year, the task that did occur, if I think Kim is correct about that, now that she refreshes my memory. But the task force is wider, bigger than that, like Serene said. It includes anybody who wants to be on the damn committee. Whether you're a member of the PMB, LSB, or just a community member, a programmer, whatever it is you is, you know, that's everybody has the right to be on this task force. So we have a list. Serene already says she's going to provide us with the list. So Rodrigo is the new chair of this committee. Can we just empower him to roll with it? I don't understand why we're making such a big deal of this.
The discussion is continuing for some reason.
Right.
I agree with you 100%, and I don't even see any reason why there's any notion of that there's something secret about it, and that there's something else that we're doing other than what has already been agreed upon. So, Rodrigo, I'm just going to be quiet for a minute. You're in a place now where you can cheer?
Rodrigo? I thought we already voted him in.
So what?
I mean,
I know, but he was in his car before, and now I want to know if he's in a position where he can take over.
I am getting there, but if he provides me with the names, I can convene the meeting of the task force and the Spanish committee of the PMB that were signing up, you know, at the beginning of the year. So I can convene that, you know, just send it over. Now I will see who signed that list of the PMB. That I can do it, or Serene too, you know, I think we both have it. I don't have the task force, you know, names, but whoever, if Serene can provide those to me, I'll be more than happy to convene the meeting.
Thank you. Thank you. That's okay. I realized that I heard you say that earlier, but what I'm asking now is that we move on to something else since we got that settled.
Point of order.
Yes.
George. To move on, all we need to do is vote on this motion. We have a motion on the floor. We just need to vote on it. Really, I think that we're at the end of discussing. I think if you call for a vote, of course. But that has to happen anyway. I mean, if you want to amend it, that's fine too. But I think we should just vote on this.
So point of order.
Take it forward and do what you just said.
Point of order. This is Eric. I've heard, at least by implication or whatever, that this has already been voted to occur. It sounds like there's something redundant going on here, or we're replicating the process or reinventing the well. It sounds to me, people have said this was already put in motion. You know, not only that, it was done by a previous panel. So, I mean, why are we voting on this? It's been voted on already.
May I speak? This is George. Would you put me back on the floor? Can I have the floor again?
I'm sorry. Is this a dialogue or is this a meeting? I'm sorry. Serene for the staff.
Serene is out of order.
I would respectfully ask that the chair not allow members to dominate the conversation by just jumping onto the stack after each person speaks.
I just asked for the floor. Can I have the floor, Jim, before Serene spoke?
It's unclear who the chair is at this point.
What do you mean it's unclear?
Rodrigo deferred. He said he wasn't ready.
Well, why did we vote him in?
He is, Eric, you're misunderstanding. He is in his car, and he wasn't able to chair right now, but he is the chair of the committee. Okay?
Well, it's not okay, but I'll go along with it. I mean, if he wasn't going to chair, he's not going to chair. He was voted to chair.
Eric, he was in the car.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Jim, I have a request for the floor. Can I have the floor?
Go ahead, George. George, go ahead.
So, Eric, what the motion says is it doesn't reestablish the task force. It acknowledges that the task force exists. It just requests that it make a report on progress to us before the next meeting. So it's intended that Rodrigo can go ahead and call it, and they can get together. But what the motion says is the program committee requests that the Spanish language task force report on progress before the next regular meeting of the committee.
Before.
I think it's a consensus that we would like that to happen. I'd like to go to a vote on it so we can move on.
Nancy, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Then does everyone? George is asking that. Let me hear the motion again.
The program committee requests that the Spanish language task force report on progress before the next regular meeting of the committee.
Second.
Any objections?
Point.
Serene was a point of information.
Okay, go ahead. No, I'm listening to Serene.
Okay. So this committee doesn't have a regularly scheduled meeting. So that's at least that part of what I think is an unnecessary motion is meaningless. And at 10 o'clock, I really don't understand what we're doing. Rodrigo is going to convene the task force. He's highly motivated to get this topic discussed and get the thing implemented. Why are we still talking about it? There are other issues on the agenda.
Thank you.
Point of order. We're talking about it because it's a motion on the floor.
No, come on. That is out of order. He does not get to jump in after everybody speaks.
George, let me handle this. There is a... there was a part where we actually voted to table the motion, didn't we?
No,
we voted against tabling the motion.
Oh, okay. We voted against tabling the motion. So now we are actually going to vote on that motion?
Yes.
And if we're going to do that, there's been arguments saying that there was no reason to it. So let people let the rest of the committee decide on whether they're going to follow through with the motion or not.
Sure, I have a question.
Nancy?
I'm confused. I'm going to ask again about tabling the motion or moving the motion.
No. Who's asking?
Okay. No. This is Nancy. What am I supposed to be asking? I mean, what is the motion? What are we doing? I'm confused.
The motion was from George to ask this committee to do what, George?
The program committee requests that the Spanish Language Task Force report on progress before the next regular meeting of the committee.
And that's asking for a report.
That's right.
That was the motion.
Serena, okay. Right.
And I need to get it off the floor.
Benito to the stack.
Exactly.
Say it again.
Benito to the stack.
Okay, Benito and then Serene. And then I think we need to figure out how to move on, please.
Point of information. What time certain are we going to cut off discussion on this?
We didn't make a determination at that point, at the beginning of the meeting, but what I would like to do now is to clear. I don't want to leave here confused. I don't want people leaving here confused. Okay? So, Benito and then Serene.
Okay. Everyone knows that I'm not an expert on Robert's rules or the bylaws or anything else, to say the least. Nevertheless, I know one thing. I know that there was a motion to table this topic. That motion failed. Before that motion was put on the floor, George had already made a motion. First, George made a motion. Somebody seconded the motion. Then Eric put forth a substitute motion to table. We voted on that, and the vote was not to table. So since Eric's motion was defeated, it's only logical that we go back to the original motion, which is George's motion.
So what is
proper now is for us to vote up or down on George's motion, and then let's move on to the next issue, topic.
That's good.
Serene. That's where I'm going, Benito.
Yeah, I know.
I believe I'm next.
I'm sorry?
Jim, I believe I'm next.
Yes.
This is Serene. You recognize me after Benito?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. So I maintain that this is an unnecessary motion. I also don't really care for motions that essentially take someone else's suggestion or someone else's words, and then someone makes a motion using someone else's words as though they came up with something original. But that's just me and a Robert's Rules as opposed to discussion thing. You know, it gives me the willies. But we don't have a regularly scheduled meeting date. So that in the motion is meaningless. What does that mean? Are we passing a motion just to say we passed a motion? What does that mean?
It's passing a motion.
Rodrigo.
I hear you, Serene. But go ahead. I think I heard Adriana first.
Yes. What I don't understand, we are a committee. We have a task force that is a totally separate entity. I don't understand how one committee of the PMB will ask a task force or another committee to make some different, make a request, and depending on that, we will keep going. Don't we have a specific thing that we need to talk about in this programming committee? I don't understand really what that is. Like, we asking, I will put a motion now to ask the finance committee to tell me whatever I want to know before our next meeting. That makes sense. I still not understanding the issue here. Thank you.
Benito, well, after Rodrigo.
I think we need to really get to getting this issue off the floor now.
Yeah, I think that.
And I think that's. I understand you what you're saying, Benita, and also Serena. I understand what you're saying as well. But just because there's a motion on the floor, let's just get it off.
Yeah,
and move on. And move on.
Rodrigo was still on the stack next, I think.
But no, I'm agreeing with you. And basically, can you rule that we either move ahead or just vote it right now and that's it, move ahead? You can rule it. You can rule it. Use the chair. Just move, you know, that we vote on the motion and then we move ahead with the next agenda item, you know. So that'll be the discussion.
Nancy?
Yes?
Yeah, the motion is whether we are going to agree with George's motion or not.
I'm sorry. Just
what is his motion, or point of information?
For clarification.
The car?
I just have a quick question.
Yes, go ahead.
Where is the motion? He sent it like 10 minutes ago. I don't see it. Has anyone received it?
Oh, it was emailed earlier.
Right. Well, it was announced that it was emailed. I haven't received it. Has anyone received it?
I have.
You have?
I'm sorry, do you have it?
This is so stupid. This is so fucking stupid.
Nancy, you have
that
it?
That is so fucking stupid. George, watch your language.
Okay.
Need to mute when you rant.
Nancy,
yes.
This is Jim. I'm asking you a question. Do you have it?
Yes, I do.
You do have it. Now, can you forward it to the rest of us? And now can we go ahead and vote or not vote on it now? And get it off. So because we do have
I'd like to see the language before I vote. That's why I'm asking about the motion, which apparently offends the motion.
Nancy, can you send it to?
Yeah, I sent the email that you sent us earlier with the draft agenda. Is that what she wanted?
No, we wanted the motion that George just
said. All right.
Jim, point of order. This is Vanessa.
Yes.
Okay, it's a one-sentence motion. I'm not sure why we need to see it, but we can just vote on it. It's one sentence. I'm not sure it's 10 words.
Point of order.
Go ahead, Serene.
That's not a point of order. It might be a point of objection of something, but it's not a point of order.
Whatever.
We're entitled to see the motion in writing. Motions change. We've discovered that already.
Nancy?
Okay. George moves that the PMB Programming Committee requests that the Spanish Language Task Force report to the PMB Programming Committee before the next meeting. The PMB meeting.
Yeah.
No, that isn't the motion. That isn't the motion I forwarded.
Oh, my God.
See my point.
That's why we need it in writing.
I sent it to the list. If you'd like, I'll read it again.
We don't.
No, we want to see it. George, it's fair for us to see it.
You know,
Jim,
it came back to me, so I presume it came back to everybody on top of it.
It's writing. It's not fair. It's not fair at all. To all of a sudden insist that one motion be put in writing or we won't consider it. It's in my experience in a year and a half on this committee, unless something was really complicated or there was something that the committee wanted other people to look at ahead of time to consider.
Okay, let me
think
try
about,
to do it quick.
We did not have it in writing.
But
there have been times.
There have been, Vanessa... In my time on this PNB, there have been several motions that were not finalized until they were sent in writing. This year, you may not remember them, but I do.
Is it necessary for this one?
Yes.
Who decides what's necessary for everyone else? Jesus, people.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I said, who decides what's necessary for other people? That's where we're going
to
go with that.
It seems unreasonable to me. I've never seen a committee insist on having such a simple motion put in writing. It just sounds like a way not to deal with it.
Okay, well, you see, right there, you're assigning motive to other people, which is entirely
improper.
That's true,
improper.
Well, hold on. Can we stop the conversation, please? Nancy, did you send it to us?
No, I still don't know exactly what it is. Is it the PMB Programming Committee? Moves? Is that right? Or votes?
No, George forwarded his motion to you.
He did?
Just forward that motion back to us.
Okay, I didn't get it.
Point of information, are we going to vote on it once it's sent to us?
Yes.
This is Celine. I actually just got it.
Oh, from
Should
George?
I didn't get it yet.
I didn't get it. Serene, if you don't mind, can you send it to me, please? Manhattan.
I'm going to send it to everyone right now.
Yeah, I didn't get it either. I've been looking.
Point of information. This is George. Actually, this is for the people who didn't get it. Do you receive messages from Proglist, Proglist?
No. From who now?
Proglist is the list for this committee. It's supposed to have everybody who is a member of the committee and shows up on kpfdx.org. It's supposed to have everybody there on that list so that we can forward a motion to that list and it goes to everybody on the committee.
Exactly, but I didn't get it, and I'm on the committee. I didn't get it.
Me neither.
It's supposed to.
Probably a delay on the internet.
Yes.
So my point of information was that obviously then some people are not on Proglist. Have you ever gotten anything on Proglist?
I get all of the notices for meetings from that list. I just didn't get yours this time, George. That's all. And I'm not saying you didn't send it. I just say, you know, we didn't get it. I
know you're not saying it. It was sent at 8:38 p.m. Central Time.
Okay, but I didn't get it.
Point of clarification, if that exists.
Yeah.
I just received, Serene just resent George's motion.
Yes.
And so it's on the same email trail as the agenda.
Right.
That was sent out earlier, so everybody should have it now.
Yes. I have it.
I got it.
My information, what is the difference between the two email trails? What list did you send it to, Jim?
Let's just go and get this email thing straightened out later. I don't understand why I didn't get it. That's fine. Okay.
Yep.
Nancy?
I got it, too.
Okay. The program committee requests that the Spanish Language Task Force report on progress before the next regular meeting of the committee. I'll start the call roll. Kim Kaufman? Kim, are you there? I cannot hear you.
I have to vote no because I have no idea what this task force is.
Okay. Rodrigo?
Yes.
Okay. George?
Yes.
Adriana,
vote no.
No. Okay.
One committee cannot order other committees.
Eric?
No.
No. Eric votes no. Benito?
Yes.
Benito votes yes. Okay, Jim?
Yes.
Jim votes yes. Where are we? John Riley?
Yes.
Votes yes. John votes yes. Vanessa?
Yes.
Vanessa votes yes. Serene?
No.
Serene votes no. Okay. And Nancy? I don't know which way I should do this.
abstain on that.
Okay, I will abstain. All right, we have 4, no, yes, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yes, and 4 no, and 1 abstention. So no, the yes, it, okay, we will do that.
The committee.
So John Riley, I just wanted to say I need to go now. So good night, everybody.
Did the motion pass?
Okay, good night.
The motion passed. Yes. Who's leaving now? Is that John? Who left?
Yeah, John said he had to leave.
John Riley.
Okay, John. Okay, all right.
Next on the agenda. What's the next item on the agenda? Mine is moved away from it. Hold on a second. It's now, it's now 11:16, folks. How much longer do we want to meet, Fiona? How much time? What time?
You did not fall back when the rest of us did last weekend.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was about to say, what happened?
I just bored, but I didn't fall back. Okay, 10:16. How much time do we want to
I suggest 9:30. At 10:30 your time. 10:30 Eastern time.
15 more minutes, he's saying.
Somebody's sounding very muffled, like they're not near the phone. I can't even understand what that was.
I'm having to do this on Skype. I don't really know how to fix it.
Okay, so the suggestion is that we give it 15 more minutes.
Okay, Benito to the stack.
Yes.
I would suggest that we first agree on the next meeting date. And whatever time is left over, we can dedicate to the next issue.
I can agree with that. Does everyone agree with that?
Can we do the date by email?
Let's try. I'm sorry. This is Nancy. Email has not been. This group's history is takes a long time by email. Maybe we take a stab at it in person while we're here.
Right. Okay.
I'm just thinking.
We need to look at the P&B calendar. I'm not there. I'm back. You have to get there.
Okay. Well, the 26th is open.
That's right on the holiday, cusp. If you take November, that's the week of the holiday.
Yeah, Wednesday. 27th is open. 28th is open.
27th is Thanksgiving.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yes.
You want to meet in 2 weeks on the 19th? December 3rd is a Wednesday. Is everybody all right with a Wednesday? Who is doing... I'm doing the wrong thing. Who's supposed to be doing this?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, Jim?
I'm going to the calendar now, and I happen
Wednesday
to be at the...
Wednesday is open. Thursday is open. There's nothing written on... But
Thursday
TV.
What day?
December 3rd.
December 3rd is the first Wednesday in the month. Mm-hmm. Do we want to do that?
I'm for it.
I'm okay.
Which day is that?
It's a Wednesday, the first Wednesday.
The first Wednesday in December, December the 3rd. Who cannot do December 3rd?
December the 3rd. Something tells me there's another meeting.
There's probably going to be a mask meeting for the PFW people, but I can't confirm that. But
I thought you have your meetings on Mondays.
These are committee meetings we're talking about now. Okay, so should we take the 3rd or should we not? How many can we actually meet it? For certain.
Okay.
I would, Benito, to this thing.
Go ahead, Benito.
Is there any possibility of a Tuesday or Wednesday meeting?
There's no Tuesday open for the whole month of December until the 30th of December.
And Wednesdays?
Wednesday, the only Wednesday... Wednesday, the second Wednesday is open. But that's our...
No, not the second, the third and fourth, but not the...
Three LSBs meet on the second Wednesday.
Yes.
Oh,
so it sounds like you ask if anyone is there any objections to December 3rd, is that right?
Yeah, who cannot meet on the December 3rd?
If you'll give me a second, I'm checking something. I think there's a PFW LSB programming committee meeting on that day.
The first?
Yeah.
Talking about the first?
Of December, no.
And December, the first Wednesday.
I didn't realize we had set a date.
No, I'm incorrect.
Okay, so the first Wednesday, that's December 3rd, will be our next meeting, okay?
Sounds good.
Is that okay for everyone?
Sold.
Who's on the line? I hear George, Eric, Benito, myself. Who else is here?
Serena's here.
Is that okay with you?
Here. Rodrigo.
Is Vanessa there?
Rodrigo. Is that okay with you? Everybody that's so far? Okay, Rodrigo.
So far.
Okay. Since nobody object to that, I'll put it in. Okay.
We still have Vanessa there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay.
Okay, so seven of us are here still on the line, and it's okay with seven people.
No, there are 10 people on the call, including Otis. So there are 9 people,
Otis,
on the committee.
Yeah. Does anyone object to it? Anyone who hear me, do they object to it?
If you'll give me 1 second, Jim, I'm trying to double check something here.
Okay.
8.
So the LSB programming committee was on the 29th. So... Okay, I think it's okay. No, I don't have a conflict.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what we do. We do that, folks. Okay.
Yeah. There's good point of information. There's not a conflict yet. I would say tentatively yes. Our mask committee meets on an irregular basis, so there may or may not be a conflict.
Okay. So, in other words. All you guys know that we've tentatively, right now, we're setting this meeting for December 3rd, and we can convince the mask not to take that day.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. Because if we had come up with a day that they already have, then we would change.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so we'll lock this one down and then go from there, okay?
Sure.
Okay, well, we have... Benito Zistek.
Go ahead.
So we have at least 9 minutes, 8 minutes. And there were two other issues that were brought forward to the PMB at the end of 2011. Yeah, 2011. And George would know what happened to them, and I brought this up earlier, and that was the program council motion that went forward, and there was the I don't know if we're calling it the National Programming Policy or Special Events. I think it was Special Events, George. Maybe
yes.
George can just. Update us on what happened. I think he did this last time, but just to refresh our memories, what happened to these motions after they were sent to the PMB?
Do I have the floor, Jim?
Yes.
The program council motion, it wasn't a national program council, well, in the sense it was. It was passed by the PMB. It directed all of the, it actually directed the ED to instruct the general managers to create a program council with a membership based on the way the motion was written, which was included listeners, staff, and LSB members. So that was passed by the PNB. The previous IED didn't make it happen. It was referred to the General Managers Committee, but nothing came about it. And I've had a conversation with Margie about it, and she hasn't moved on it either. So it's basically the program. The PNB asked that this be done. It hasn't been done yet, so it's sort of sitting there. As far as national special events are concerned,
before you move on, George.
Okay. Let's do one at a time. You're right.
Point of clarification.
Yeah, sure.
All right, Jim.
Go ahead.
So, if I understood you correctly, George, the programming committee passed it on to the PMB. Did the PMB amend it, or did it move it? Did it approve it as it was?
It
just referred it to the GM council meetings or whatever?
The PMB approved it as it was. As it was a recommendation. It was a direction, actually, not a recommendation, that the ED set up these program councils. That hasn't been done. It was brought up once under Summer Reese, the last previous IED, and I have discussed it with Margie, and there's some conversation going on in the network about program councils, but that motion has not been implemented.
Okay.
So what, at a committee level, at this point, there's nothing else for us to do, is there, or is it?
Really not. I mean, I'd be embarrassed to make the motion again. Maybe as a reminder, although in fact, we might send something forth. I think basically it's up to Margie to put it in front of the general managers and to ask them to implement it. That's really what has to happen. I know she's got all kinds of other things that she's dealing with, but that's really what has to happen. And I guess really there's nothing further that the program, this committee needs to do. Let me continue talking with Margie about it, and at the next meeting, if there's anything I think we need to do, I'll bring it back.
Serene for the stack.
That's fine, Serene.
Okay. I'm certainly not signing on for having the member serve as an emissary to the IED on behalf of this committee. That's one. And two, I thought that motion was extremely flawed at the time that it was presented. And I continue to think it's flawed. So I think we should, and we don't have time to do it tonight, but I think we need to revisit that motion. It is not appropriate or sensible to task GMs with PDs, management, with creating a committee, giving that committee power over the management, but then evaluating the management based on something they have no ability to control. Because if, in fact, these councils are given decision-making power, and I believe, I forget what the amount was, to override a manager or whatever the case is, I mean, it has to be redone.
Okay, Vanessa to the staff.
So what do you propose, Serene?
That the committee revisit the program council motion at our next meeting, and that at this point, no one is authorized to act as a lobbyist, you know, for with the IED on behalf of this committee.
Vanessa to the stack.
One second. I'm writing this down. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so notwithstanding any second thoughts about the motion that was passed by the committee, I move for George to continue his dialogue with the IED about the status of the motion that the committee previously approved. I think it's a mischaracterization to refer to it as lobbying. The committee did approve the motion. and I'm certainly comfortable with George, rather than making another motion for the same thing, to continue the dialogue with Margie and then come back and report to the committee on that. I'd say to do it definitely. Just come
you're making
back.
That. You're making that a motion?
Yes, I am.
I have a substitute motion.
Point of information.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Let's get this straight first. A motion's on the table. Do we get a second to the motion?
You need a second seconds on committee, Jim.
Say?
You don't need a
second.
You don't
need a second in committee.
Got you. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, Eric,
okay.
Eric to the stack.
Okay. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah. I'm just curious, what effect does this have if we've already voted on it? I mean, why cannot George just continue the dialogue? I mean, why are we revisiting this?
No, don't. Are you asking a question? Is that a point of information, or are you a point of order? What are you doing?
I thought this was discussion on the motion. I was speaking to the motion.
Okay.
So I'm suggesting that this it might be out of order. It has no practical effect, I'm going to suggest, if he's already been authorized to have this discussion. We're just saying, seems like somebody's saying we want him to be able to continue the discussion. I mean, why can't he not just arbitrarily, he should be arbitrarily able to just continue it.
May I answer
this
that question, Chair?
No, well, hold on a second. I'll call him a little bit. You're saying that that he should, you're proposing that he should be? In other words, you're
getting... Let me finish.
You are objecting to Vanessa's motion or not?
I'm not going to call it an objection. I'm saying it has no practical effect in as much as he's already been authorized to do this.
That's an argument. Now, next person.
Vanessa,
okay,
to the stack. I don't know where I am in the lineup.
Okay, who was first? I didn't hear.
How was it an argument?
This is Serene. Yeah. I asked to speak after Eric.
Okay, Serene.
And then Vanessa to the stack, please.
Okay, so there are a couple of problems. Obviously, George can dialogue with whomever he wants. He meets all the qualifications in the country for doing that. But he does not speak on behalf of the programming committee. He can call anybody he wants, but he's not speaking for the programming committee. There was a motion passed by the programming committee that, as I said, I thought was an awful motion. There were changes made by the governance committee to that motion. I don't know if those changes were ever sent, in fact, to the PNB. I'd like to see the motion as it came, as you know, came out of programming, and then what came out of governance, and then what was sent to the PNB, and I hope the member can accommodate my request for information on that. And I have, in fact, a very different motion that I would like us to discuss. I don't think we have time to do it tonight. It's 10:31, and we agreed to end at 10:30. So I would ask that Vanessa's motion be at best table, if not voted down, and that we get the information on, as I said, the three iterations of the motion, and then have the discussion about a possible substitute motion. So, Eric, Eric, I don't know if I answered your question. That's my concern. Obviously, he can talk to whomever he wants, but he does not speak on behalf of the programming committee. He's not chair of the programming committee.
Okay, Benito, to the start. Point of information.
Go ahead.
I would just ask clarification from Serene. She just said that there are three reiterations of the motion. Can you state that again, Serene?
Well, there was the program council motion that came out of what was initially proposed as a general discussion on the programming committee. This was a couple of years ago. And then after people signed on to what was a general discussion, it somehow became a firm motion when it was passed on to the PNB. There was also a period of time when the governance committee looked at the program council motion. I don't know where the changes that came out of governance are. I don't know if that is what was ultimately sent to the PNB. or if it was the original version that was sent to the PNB. So I would ask the member to provide us with, you know, copies of the email showing the minutes where what programming approved, the changes that governance approved, and what was then sent on to the PNB. And we may be talking about three very different versions. I don't know. I don't have all the details. I wasn't on those committees. And beyond that, I think the intent is great. The intent in Pacifica is always great. But I think the practicality of the program council as defined by the motion, the version of the motion that I saw, was bad. I think it's unworkable and unfair to management. So I have a counter motion, but I need to know which version of the motion we're even talking about.
Okay, Jim,
well,
I'm on the staff.
Okay, that's the time has expired, but I want to do this.
I was on the stack before the extensive comments of the last person. I was already on the stack.
I know. I know you were. But I wanted to say this: is the chair in a position to make a ruling on whether we should go forth with this or not? On behalf of the committee, or should we not?
Point of order.
I'm saying?
Jim, a point of order.
Yes.
The motion was made by Vanessa. It's on the floor before time expired.
Thank you.
I know that. I'm not going away from that.
Okay.
I'm just asking another question now for another reason.
Well, you can just vote it down. I mean, you can't. I guess I'm not sure what you're asking then.
Okay.
The member's currently out of order and telling.
That's okay. That's okay. Vanessa, what you had another comment to make?
Yeah, well, I was trying to address Eric's question. He said he didn't get the point of the motion because I believe Eric was saying it's his understanding that George already had quote unquote authority to talk to Margie about this issue and bring back a report to the committee. And the reason I made the motion, Eric, is because George said he's going to do this. He'd already done it. He's going to follow up. And so we know that committees sometimes make recommendations, and they get somewhere and they get stuck. And nothing ever happens, or it takes extensive effort to get even just a simple response in terms of what the status of something is. So George took the initiative to talk to Margie, saw that it doesn't appear that anything has really happened, and offered to go back and talk to her again rather than for the committee to spend its time again to making another motion or making a motion to follow up that he was going to do that. So Serene objected and said that George doesn't have the authority to speak on behalf of the committee. So I made a motion in response to that saying I'm comfortable with George going to Margie and coming back and letting the committee know what is the status of this motion that was already passed by a majority of the committee. So that's the purpose of it. It clarifies, you know, for George to go for it and just continue the conversation with Margie since there is some disagreement on the committee as to whether it's okay for him to do that. So my motion is in support of George continuing that conversation, bringing information back at our next meeting, and then we'll know what to do.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Okay, now yes. Okay, and then I'll put myself on the stack. Go ahead. Quickly.
So I don't know if Serene was about to or ready to make a motion, but I'm simply going to say that I was ready to support George's proposal and Vanessa's motion until I heard a minute ago, and I'm still not against that. But when I hear Serene just told us that there are three versions of the motion, I was not aware of that.
George, for the stack.
Yeah. So I think that in light of if there's three versions or even two versions of the, or two different motions, I think it's only logical that the committee, you know, be able to see what those various versions are, and that we have some kind of discussion on the three before any further discussion with the IED.
George for the stack.
Okay, George, I had put myself on, and then I'm just going to, you can come right after me, okay?
Okay, sure.
And I'd like to come after you, Jim.
Vanessa, you've spoken twice on this already. So,
Indiana, my motion.
I know, but you know,
okay,
you got
to say it to the end, then, please.
Hold on. It's my turn now. Since there are conflicting, there's still information out there, and there are things that appear to be in conflict with the intent of the motion or intent of what we are all about. I would like for us to take a look at it before we go any further in terms of trying to get it approved. That's just me, and so that when it's approved, there won't be any doubt in anybody's mind about whether we're making the right decision or not. That's my input on this. Okay, I think Adriana was next.
No, I have the stack. I was after you, Jim.
And I would like to be after Adriana at some point.
Okay.
Okay, so...
You know what, George, before you go, let me hear from Adrienne and then you, George, is that okay? Because she hasn't spoken in on it at all.
It's okay.
Adriana?
Yes. Well, what I want to ask is why we are going back and forth with the same things and we are confusing. Can this committee really work in that issue and know what motions that we have, what the PMB passed, we were ordering in the motion before, another committee to do something before we do it. And now, I'm confusing. I don't understand what are we trying to do. Really, if we want the program committee, and I agree with George, we need it. We need to do something about that. But I think that we need to be clear first. I mean, George obviously know about this issue, and like was said before, he has the right to speak. He's a PMB member. He has the right to speak with everybody. But I don't feel comfortable saying that he represents me or this committee that I'm part if I don't know what we are talking about. I want to know perfectly what the motions are, what was voted before, and then I will make a decision. Thank you.
Okay. Now, I think George was next.
Yes.
And then Vanessa.
Let me say clearly that there are not three versions of this motion, that the motion that came out of the program council was passed by the PNB. We're talking about a motion which was passed by the PNB by more than two-thirds. There was subsequently a motion that came through the governance committee after the program council motion had been put forth, which is now still on the agenda. The governance committee has never had a chance to make a report, so that has not happened, and it's a minor adjustment of the configuration of the committee. So what we're talking about is whether or not the committee would like me to speak with Margie about this motion and speak with her. She was instructed, or the ED was instructed to make this happen. The PNB instructed the ED to make this happen, not the program committee, but the PNB instructed it to make it happen. And the motion in front of you is whether or not you would like me to continue speaking with Margie, which, as people have pointed out, I can continue to do anyway. I'm a PNB member and interested in this. But if you pass the motion, it says, we're interested in this. We care about this. We would like George to have that that mantle, so to speak, when he's speaking with Margie. That's what the substance of the motion would do. And once again, This is a motion that has already been passed by the PNB, and I believe I sent it to this committee some 2 months ago. I will send it again as it was passed.
Point of information.
Okay, I think Vanessa's Nick. Go ahead. Benita, what's your point of information?
Yeah, question? George, can you clarify, what did you say about after the PNB passed the program committee motion, you said that the governance committee took it up and made some minor changes, and what happened to those?
They're in a report to the committee. They're to be acted on by the PNB. They haven't come up for being acted on. There have been no motions from the governance committee coming up. Actually, that's true of most of the committees, but
yeah.
In particular, that report. Didn't.
Okay, so that's like in the
it's on the agenda somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, Vanessa?
Okay, so just to reiterate what George said, one motion was passed. That's the motion under discussion. And just because somebody on this committee says there are three iterations does not mean there actually are three iterations. There is one iteration, and that's the point that we're discussing. And so the motion would authorize George to just continue. It doesn't even have to be on behalf of the programming committee, I guess, but just go. Some people have an issue with that. But to just go and continue a dialogue he's already started with Margie and come back and report.
Adriana,
go ahead.
Yes. I want to make a substitute motion to table this till we have from George and all the information, and this committee can review it. Why don't we table this and the motion from this committee to we have a chair in this committee. George can do that. He's the chair of the governance committee. He can do it in different ways. I ask to table this. I don't have clear what we are talking about, and I don't like to make somebody represent me if I don't know what we are talking about. And I think that we are already discussing over and over the same thing. Can we clarify something? If we table, can we clarify? And then, you know, we will vote.
Point of information.
There's a motion to table that trumps everything.
Well, no, not a point of order, actually. I don't believe that a motion to table is a substitute motion.
Point of order.
Vanessa, hold on. Shereen?
Okay, first is that the member who just spoke was not recognized, but second, a motion to table is a motion to end discussion, and it takes priority, and it is not debatable.
Point of order.
Yes,
George. In fact, we're way out of order. We should have taken the vote on the motion when time ran out at 10:30 Eastern Time. The substance of it is, if you vote no on the motion in front of you,
point of order.
I'm sorry, I'm making a point of order.
Point of order.
I'm making a point of order. I'm making a point of order, and I'm not finished. Please,
I'm speaking to the chair. Point of order.
I'm making, in the middle of making a point of order, you can be next.
Point of order, chair.
George, I think her point of order was at first, and then you can go, okay? Go ahead.
The member is arguing. He's not making a point of order. He's telling people what their votes mean. That is not a point of order.
Let me say, may I make the point of order now, Jim?
Go ahead.
The motion to table is out of order because it was made after the time certain for this meeting to conclude. In fact, all of this discussion has been out of order. However, if you want to be in order, then you can just vote on the motion as it was. And if you vote no, and that's a majority, that's effectively tabled it.
Exactly.
I'd like the citation.
Point of information.
Where's the citation for that one?
Point of information.
Go ahead.
Two questions. Originally, I was going to ask, let me just ask this. Am I to understand that because we're beyond the 10:30, that we cannot make any other motions?
No other motions that because we have to deal with what's on the floor. That's it.
Is it out of order? Am I to understand that because we're past 10:30, then no one else has the right to make any other motion or substitute motion or anything of the sort?
Point of information.
But
that's my understanding. I don't know what anyone else.
So then the only thing that we can...
I disagree. May I respond to Benito's question?
Yes, please. Because I'm not sure.
I believe a substantive motion would be out of order, but a motion to table is in order, as I understand it, which is why I asked Mr. Ryder to produce his citation.
Point of order.
May I speak? This is George.
I have a point of order. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Our colleague here has essentially mentioned the time 10:30. If I can get a ruling to that effect, then anything that was discussed after 10:30 is null and void.
Not if we didn't finish. We didn't deal with the motion that was on the floor at that time, did we?
Yeah, but it's still there now. I mean, he's making the point as to the time. Okay, this meeting essentially ended at 10:30. If it's ended at 10:30, it's ended at 10:30.
No, the motion was on the floor before 10:30.
Point of order.
Vanessa, hold it. He's talking to me. What I, Eric, what I understood was that, what my understanding is that when the motion is on the floor, and time certain is over, that you still have to deal with what's on the floor.
Okay, but my question to you is, can that not go on indefinitely, or is there a cutoff point?
Well, we can stop discussion on it, and we already have. Didn't we just make a motion to table it, which means this discussion should stop, and then we got to vote.
Okay, then shouldn't we be voting on the motion to table?
That's my point. My point is, we got to move forward on that. That's what I'm suggesting, and then we can get out of here.
Point of order. This is George.
Okay, Mr. Chair, can we go ahead and vote on the motion to table?
There's a point of order on the floor, and that takes precedence.
What is it, George?
Serena is correct. You can, in fact, make a point of order in the middle of a vote if you want to. You can't make a substantive motion, so Benito is correct about that. When time expired, we really shouldn't have continued the discussion at all. We should have simply gone to a vote. But that's where we are. I think your ruling is quite correct, Jim. We should just take a motion on the vote on the motion to table. And there's really nothing else to discuss that we really can discuss and be in order.
Nancy, are you there?
This is Kim, point of order.
Nancy, are you there?
Yes, I was on mute. Sorry. Yes, I heard.
Okay, good. Now, Kim, what's your point of order? Because I was asking a question and you jumped right in. Go ahead. Kim?
Nobody made a motion to extend, which could have happened, and did not happen.
Wait, that's the major point. I understand that. Okay? That I understand. So, Nancy, are you ready?
Yes. So, we're voting on to table?
To table the discussion on the motion.
Okay. Is there any objection? I was just wondering. Okay.
I have a question here, point of information. We're voting to table discussion, or are we voting to postpone any further discussion?
We're voting to table the discussion on the motion tonight.
Okay, and that will have the effect of not having a vote tonight. Is that correct?
No, not necessarily. We stop discussing it. We stop debating it. We stop everything. Everything stops right now, and we vote on it.
Point of order?
Yes.
We're voting on the motion to table, is that right?
At this point...
Wait. Eric, somebody was talking and you just jumped right in. Go ahead, Serene.
My understanding is that at this point, a motion to table ends the discussion on the only motion that is on the floor and also ends the meeting.
Point of order. This is George.
Okay, go ahead, George.
If the motion to table passes, that's correct. If the motion to table fails, we should go directly to the motion to the vote on the motion to give me the mantle of the PNB of the programming committee in my discussions with Margie. So if the motion to table passes, Serena is correct. If it fails, we vote immediately on the other motion.
Point of information.
Yes, quickly.
If the motion to table fails, I mean, either way, that trumps it. We had a time certain earlier. If the motion to table fails, yes, it fails, but that has the effect also of ending the meeting.
No, we have to vote on Vanessa's motion to authorize George to just speak for us.
Okay, right.
If we do not table.
Okay, then. Sorry.
Okay.
Well, I thought George had a motion there. I'm sorry. I'm out of order. Are there two motions on the floor, one from George and one from Vanessa?
No, it's the same. Well, Vanessa put George's wish into a motion.
Okay.
George's wish, really.
Well, I mean, his desire. I'm sorry.
Desire.
I offend by using that word.
Okay. Are we ready to vote now? And my understanding that we're voting on Vanessa's motion.
No, I thought we're voting on the motion to table.
To table.
I'm sorry. Vote on. Yes, I'm sorry. Excuse me. You're right.
What, being up for 15 hours is a problem. Come on.
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'm gonna start roll call. All right. Kim, this is on the motion to table. Kim Kaufman. Kim,
I can't
abstain. Hear you. Abstain. Kim abstains. Rodrigo, can I hear you? Okay, George.
No.
No. Okay, Adriana. George votes no. Adriana, can I hear you? Okay, no Adriana.
Well, vote yes.
Yes. Okay, Adriana votes yes. All right, Eric.
Yes.
Eric votes yes. Okay, Benito?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Jim?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Vanessa?
No.
Vanessa votes no. Serene?
Votes yes.
Serene votes yes. Okay, Nancy votes yes. I have six yes, two no, and one abstention. Is that right?
I move that we adjourn.
It's been moved that we adjourn.
Serene moves we adjourn. Okay.
We are adjourned.
It's kind of undisputed. I mean, it's done.
We always.
Nice, thank you.
Okay, everybody,
have a great
evening. I'm bailing out. Take care. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Okay,
everybody.
The third.
Thank you,
we're meeting on the third.
December 3rd.
Thank you, Benito.
The 3rd. Okay. You. Take care.
December 3rd.
Yes,
thank you.
Thanks.
Very much.
Good night, all. Bye.